Hey, talk to Michael.
Good afternoon, Michael. It's James.
Hey, James. How are you? Let me get my headphones attached.
Yeah, no problem.
They were on my phone.
No problem at all.
Go on. Should have you. What's the client's name, Paul?
Margaret Ewing, E-W-I-N-G.
Oh, she's got an APP number.
She has, indeed. You tried to contact her, but she didn't want to answer to you.
Yeah, Margaret Ewing.
Give me the postman again. Go on, Paul. I'll get back to that one.
I transferred her through now. Cheers, Paul. Bye.
Thanks, Margaret. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, Margaret. You're through to Michael at MMA Legal.
Oh, hi there.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Perfect. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Margaret, about your case?
Yeah.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Margaret, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
My name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here. James from our customer care team has handed you over.
Yeah.
It's my role, Margaret, to go out and gather the information or the evidence, if you like.
Right.
Not only your time in care, but also any evidence of, you know, the trauma you faced in care, how that has followed you or haunted you into your adult life. Now, whether that be some like depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug issues, what I'll then do, Margaret, is I'll write to those GPs, NHSs, drug rehabilitation centres. I'll gather that information. The reason I do that is it gives Scottish Redress a more accurate and substantial picture of the trauma you face in care has an effect on your whole life.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry for having to drag you over this.
It's okay.
I'm not going to go through your time in care with you. You've already been through that with our customer care team.
Yeah.
Like you say, I'm just want to have a chat with you about your adult life, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, Margaret?
Well, I had, yeah, but it was nothing to do with care. It was to do with family matters.
Yeah, it could be a build-up of everything, couldn't it?
It was nothing to do with the homes or anything. It was to do with my own family, you know, my daughter.
Oh, okay.
I was just a wee bit, so it was nothing to do with that.
Okay. Client believes it was nothing to do with care.
No.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever had any issues with alcohol or any sort of substances, Margaret?
No.
Oh, that's amazing, thank you. Okay. I have the last really tough question, Margaret, and I am sorry for having to ask this, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't, so I apologise in advance. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Margaret?
No.
Okay. Okay. So usually I would write to client GPs, but obviously the statement that you made, you don't believe that was due to your time in care, so
no.
Is that something you don't want me to do?
No, I don't want to do that, no.
Okay. 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 So when I get your information back from your time in care, I'll write to obviously social services and National Records Scotland, any sort of education authorities. Do you want me to share that information with you, Margaret?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
To be honest, some of my life I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
There's parts of my life that I don't know. When I was really young, I don't know about my life then.
Okay.
I really only know of my life later on, you know, from about five-ish, I think. Yeah.
Because
I didn't know I had a family, you know, a family until I was 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was put back to them, and that's, you know, that's how I ended up in care after that, you know.
Yeah.
And I only lived with my natural mother for a couple of years, I think, what I can remember.
Okay. Well, whatever information I get with you, get for you, Margaret, or on your behalf, I'll share that with you. That's your story,
please.
So hopefully that may go a little way and piecing together some pieces of a jigsaw for you. When I share that with you, Margaret, I'll go through that with you together. Obviously, so we're singing from the same hymn sheet. We'll go through your statements as well that you've previously made with ourselves. Make sure that we haven't missed anything else. So we do, obviously, as thorough a job as we possibly can. And then what we'll do is we'll then do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team. What we've done so far, Margaret, just so you understand the full picture, is we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim, but we are obviously going to provide substance, supporting evidence, if you like.
Yeah.
Which obviously subsidises your claim and gives you and ourselves the best chance of the most positive outcome. So once we've been through everything together, we've submitted to the Scottish Redress team. What happens then, Margaret, is we then await what's called a panel date.
Right.
It's where a panel judge our case. Hopefully from there we'll get you some recognition of what has happened to you as a child.
Yeah.
Hopefully some financial compensation for you. Due to your age, Margaret, we will obviously these companies have to turn the information around as quickly as possible as well. Up in Scotland, anybody over 67 is classed as an express case. So hopefully it shouldn't take too long. But if you look anywhere between 6 and 8 months, I should have your information back by then.
Okay.
Is that okay, Margaret?
Okay, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me about that process?
I don't need to appear in any courts or anything, do I, Michael? Because
no, you don't.
Years ago, I had to attend a court, you know, as a witness against somebody in quarters that was trying to, I don't know what he was doing to the actual person, but I know what he did to us. And it was quite traumatic to me, you know.
Yeah.
I had to actually go out to court because I just burst into a crime in the court, and I had to go out the court, and they had to actually talk me to go back in to give the evidence.
Oh, wow.
So that was a few years ago. It happened in Greenock court. I had to go. So it was quite, you know, stressful for me. So I don't want kind of stressful just now, because I've just been told by the doctor the other day I've got high blood pressure. I've just been diagnosed with that, so I don't want any sort of stressful in my head now.
The panel adjudicate behind closed doors. When we hear about it, it'll be from a letter or an email with hopefully an offer and some form of notice of wrongdoing in the form of an apology, but no, you'll never have to appear in court or anything like that, no.
That's okay.
No. Okay. So that's going to be my role now for the next 6 to 8 months, Margaret. I just have to go back one step with you, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases. I just have to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees, what other options are out there for you, and that you're happy for me to continue with your case. Once we go through that, if you're happy, I'll continue with your case. If not, obviously you can decide which way you wish to go.
So just to let you know, Margaret, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. It is set up so that individuals can apply, but obviously that may entail you gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case if you wish to do so. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. Now, they do that because they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, I can't legally discuss their processes and what they would do for you, but probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you, Margaret, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to hand out or be owed, owed as the Scottish Government. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself, like a joint venture, under what's called a no-win, no-fee agreement. What that means is if obviously you're successful, you pay us. If we're not successful, then you don't pay us, you don't owe us any money. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and try and get you the best result we possibly can. Our fees are capped at 20%, including or inclusive of all VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. No matter how much time we spend on your case, Margaret, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that, on the no-fee side, is, again, no matter how much time we spend on this case and you are unsuccessful or we are unsuccessful together, you will never owe us any money. Because you've been through such emotional hardship in your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So it is a genuine no-win, no-fee, Margaret.
Okay.
Is that okay? Do you understand those three options, Margaret?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, Michael, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. Just to let you know, Margaret, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware of this fact, I can restart the 14-day cooling-off period as of today. Or alternatively, if you're happy and happy with ourselves and the fees and your options, you can alternatively waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, you can just go ahead, Michael. That's fine.
Okay, so you're happy for me to waive
and see if you do get anything. Do you just take the money right away off the money?
No. It gets paid to you first and then to us.
All right.
So you're in control.
All right, right. No, okay. I was just wondering, I would rather just had the money first, you know.
Okay. Yeah,
I would rather taken off the money, you know, you just took it off the money, so.
It's okay.
Any complications?
Yeah, we trust you, Margaret. The reason we're applying on your behalf, that's why. You're the client, you deserve the money, so that's why it gets paid to you. I just need to clarify, Margaret, are you happy for me to wait for 14-day cooling off period?
Yes.
Perfect. What I'll do, Margaret, is you have my you don't have my number. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have the customer care team's details there, so if you need me, give them a call, they'll fire you over to me. But in the meantime, I will write to you within the next 2 weeks with all of my contact details, outline of my process, and I will touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, Margaret.
Okay, Michael. Okay.
Is that okay? Do you have any questions for me, Margaret?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, do you fully understand everything that we're going to do for you?
Yeah, I understand everything, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Margaret, well, thank you very much for talking to me there. It was a lovely, lovely speaking to you. And thank you for being so brave. And,
thank you, Michael.
I'll get on and start collecting your information.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.